Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I am an American. I am an American. That's the way most of us put it. Just matter-of-factly. They are plain words, those four. You could write them on your thumbnail, or you could sweep them clear across the bright autumn sky. But remember, too, that they are more than words. They are a way of life. So whenever you speak them firmly. Speak them proudly. Speak them gratefully. I am an American. And today, happy Independence Day, as we celebrate today, the 4th of July. As you enjoy a day of personal choices, fun, and food and family, try to take a moment to pray, to reflect, and to give thanks to Almighty God for your independence. A word we say without thinking about it, and its true meaning. So what does it mean, the fact or the state of being independent? Self-government, self-rule, home rule, separation, self-determination, sovereignty, autonomy, freedom. Liberty. Liberty. What does liberty mean? The state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views. You know, George Washington said, as you've heard me quote so many times, the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. So when we talk about liberty and the oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or even your political views, think back to what George Washington said. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. What were our founding fathers and founding fighters, what were they battling for? What were they demanding? You know, there's a lot of debate on whether we were or ever were or are a Christian nation. But our founding fathers believed that we were. And they believed in the Holy Scripture, even though they were of different faith. In the King James versions of 2 Corinthians 3:17, it says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." And in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, it says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit is, the Lord is, there is freedom." And the truth will set you free. How often have we said that? Well, this weekend, this prior weekend, I watched an old movie, The Alamo, 13 Days to Glory. And this is a quote from the black man who was a freed slave. He said in the movie, "It's not about land or money. It's about one thing that no man should ever be able to take from another man. The freedom to make his own choices about his life, where he'll live, how he'll live, how he'll raise his family. We face a man," and he was referring to Santa Anna, "who would take those God-given rights away from us. But not from me, not me. There can be no doubt about the price." And of course, he was talking about their lives. They knew, as did the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence knew, when they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors, that their lives most possibly, most likely, would be taken. They mutually pledged. They stood together. My concern here today is the division of our people today in this nation. No longer one people under God, or Constitution, or rule of law. Do we as Americans even understand liberty? Do we as Americans know and understand independence? If so, why do we then continue to want King Government Incorporated to provide for us, even at the cost of others? That's kind of a selfish way to be, isn't it? The grievances are still very real, the grievances that are in the Declaration of Independence. We face much of the same issues to this very day. The same invasions into our lives, but today it's no longer a king. It's King Government Incorporated, Congress, and the bureaucracy they have created. We've allowed them to create. While presidents do have some influence, they come and they go, but Congress stays and stays and stays. And you've heard this quote before. This is coming from the movie The Patriot, which I advise you to watch today sometime. Why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? An elected legislature can trample a man's rights as easily as a king can. However, going back, the 56 signers stood together. That in and of itself was amazing. Why can't we do that today? We have Democrats in office swearing to obstruct. We don't hear any of the elected officials on either side, in either party, speaking out or talking about liberty or independence. And the only time they mention the Constitution is when they think that the president's going to kill it, or that we're in a crisis. But I say, we've been in a constitutional crisis for over 100 years, truly. Helen Thomas Robson wrote, "Our battle cry, let us put aside our differences and come together as believers in a Creator, that we are a moral people and a nation united under God with the ability to achieve miracles." Let me repeat this. This is our battle cry. When we talk about bringing America home, let us put aside our differences and come together as believers in a Creator, that we are a moral people and a nation united under God with the ability to achieve miracles. I'm going to share the writings from a book called The Miracle of America, Birth of a Nation. It was written by William S. Norton and Brian P. Trotter, and Helen Thomas Robson, which I just read her little verse there, a battle cry, our battle cry. She was the arts and the photographer for the book. It's an amazing book. I suggest that you find it and purchase it. We're going to read about the humanity of these men. In particular, we're going to read about Thomas Jefferson, as he composed the Declaration of Independence. You know, these men and their wives and their families, they were no different than us today. They had the same struggles, the same problems. Oh, they didn't have the internet, but they had the same problems with their families, illness, sickness, death, financial, same things. They were just people like you and I. So when we come back from this break, I'm going to read a little bit about Thomas Jefferson and what he went through in his life in order to write the Declaration of Independence. At the end of this show, we will do a dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is July 4th, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I wish you a happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Stay tuned. We're going to have a dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence here coming up after this segment. 1776 was a very difficult year for the Americans. It was a particularly difficult year for Thomas Jefferson. Within months of the death of his daughter, his beloved mother passed away, and his wife became extremely ill. His concern over the fate of this country and the state of Virginia gave him severe migraines. They had no meds or health care back then, you know. The severe migraines that would last for weeks at a time. But Thomas Jefferson was not a man easily deterred. No matter the adversity, he pressed forward in his determination to see America's liberation from British rule. How many of us today would say, I don't have time. We're only one person. I can't afford to devote my life to politics. How many of us are willing to sacrifice as these founding fathers did? Let's continue with Jefferson. These were the conditions of Jefferson's life when he came to be the author of the Declaration of Independence. For 17 days, he wrestled with the task of laying on paper the fundamental ancient principles, the laws of nature and of nature's God. Jefferson felt the weight of this profound responsibility on the face of much personal distress, yet he forged on. He forged ahead. In moments of self-doubt, Jefferson, an accomplished violinist, would often turn to the instrument to calm his mind and clear his thoughts. As he would play, anxiety would fade and inspiration would again flood into his mind, enabling his pen to drip with inspiration upon the page. What do you do in these moments? Or do you have such moments of concern over your family and this country? I'm not accomplished by any means, but there are times when I turn to music. I play the piano a little bit and I sing my favorite hymns, and they seem to bring me some calm. I try to escape the chaos of now and turn to God. In this way, do you? What do you do? Let's go back to Jefferson. Once he completed his task, Jefferson communicated the document first to John Adams and Benjamin Franklin, requesting their wisdom because he said they were the two members of whose judgment and amendments I wish most to have the benefit. Their alterations were only two or three. Moving the document forward was a little bit of a task. A light to all mankind, the Declaration of Independence. With no further alterations, the Declaration of Independence by the committee, the sacred document was presented to John Hancock and the rest of the Continental Congress, where it met with a storm of debate. Tossed to and fro, this fragile document finally rested on the reverent waters of calm, where among the many changes made, none were found to alter the ancient principles that Jefferson had worked so hard to document. These principles would now sit perched upon a hill as a light to all mankind. The world's laid on parchment. The words were laid on parchment. Over two centuries ago, they were not rhetoric, but represented a genuine commitment to original principles. A commitment that was tested on the battlefields of liberty as the signers, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, mutually pledged to each other their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. How many of us today would do such a thing? Many of them lost their lives, or the lives of their loved ones, someone in their family, a close friend. Many of them ended up broke and poor, losing their businesses and all their wealth. But not one compromised. Out of 56, not one of them compromised or gave up their sacred honor. They were committed together, unlike today's Congress, who refused to work together for liberty or independence or Constitution. They became very real. This became very real as the Revolutionary War overshadowed the land with the might of the British Empire. We remember the words of the National Anthem that were inspired by Francis Scott Key as he watched the bombarding of Fort Henry as the British tried to completely annihilate the fort. You know, it's amazing to me. We should not have won this Revolutionary War in all logic and reasoning. Yesterday, we talked about the faith of these founding fathers and how they stood together. Today, we're going to read the document that didn't win the independence, the shedding of blood won the independence. So as you listen to the reading of our Declaration of Independence here in just a little bit, note that the paper did not win your independence, but the blood of many founding fathers and founding fighters as they miraculously defeated a tyrannical king. Will we today demand such dependence from King Government Incorporated? The founding fathers paved the way with their blood and this document and our Constitution. I saw this one time on YouTube. By the way, I have a YouTube channel now. You can go to YouTube channel. Just put in CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann and it'll bring it up. And we're putting the monologues on there. It's for a start. But the Pledge of Allegiance was given by Red Skelton. I, which means me, an individual, committee of one, pledge, dedicate all my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and devotion to the flag or standard, our standard Old Glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, this is respect because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts freedom is everybody's job of the United, meaning we all come together. States, individual communities that have united with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, which is love of country, of America. And to the Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. Government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands, one nation under God, meaning so blessed by God, with liberty, which is freedom and the right of power to live one's own life without threat or fear of some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or quality of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means it's as much your country as it is mine. United. Be a brave republic, for your children and your grandchildren depend on you for their liberty, their independence, and freedom. Today, we celebrate the miracle of independence. It is heavy on our shoulders, just as it was on Thomas Jefferson. When we come back from this break, we will begin the dramatic reading of our Declaration of Independence. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann as we continue the reading of our Declaration of Independence. Congress, July 4th, 1776, began the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. The governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably these same abject evinces, a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world.
has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden their governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance, unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless these people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right estimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for the opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time, after such dissolution, to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise. The state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. Continue the grievances written by our founding fathers to the King in our Declaration of Independence. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann as we continue the reading of our Declaration of Independence. Has endeavored to prevent the population of these states. For that purpose, obstructing the laws of naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone. The tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislators. He has affected to render the military independent of any superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial, for punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it as once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government. For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens, taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrection among us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity. And we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connections between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may have a right to do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.